From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma is battering away at Haiti and the Dominican Republic with fierce winds and heavy rain. Forecasters are saying Irma's next target is Cuba and the Bahamas. Mike Brennan is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Rick Scott is governor of the U.S. state of Florida.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot.
Irma remains a Category 5 hurricane, 280 kilometer per hour winds. President Trump is warning North Korea they don't want the U.S. to take any military action against it.
Each day, new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world, by far. Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
After the president's comments, a senior Trump administration official expressed concern that North Korea cannot be deterred from pursuing its missile and nuclear programs. President Trump told 800,000 young undocumented immigrants in the United States they have nothing to worry about being deported during the next 6 months while Congress works on a plan to allow them to permanently stay in the country. Mr. Trump has rescinded former President Barack Obama's program to allow the immigrants to work and study in the United States and serve in the military. This is VOA News.